Sudan is facing devastating humanitarian crisis with a large scale of mass displacement, severe shortage of resources, including food, water, medicines, and fuel. We could say the ongoing fighting has led to the increasing struggling of the people of Sudan, with their needs growing every day. The escalation, and maybe this escalation of violence, would only worsen the situation, not just for Sudan, but also for the neighboring countries. Now we are talking over 5.3 million people displaced, either inside the country or seek asylum in the neighboring country. While some inside the country, while some found in temporary refugee with a family or friends, many others remain in displaced shelters or camps or makeshift settlements. So this is the situation of most of, let's say, one of the consequences of this humanitarian tragedy, that there is a huge number of displaced people. Months of fighting have left fertile surfaces in the country fragile, especially the water sector and also health sector, making it difficult for the population to have access to these essential services, like safe water and healthcare. So this ongoing fighting also affected the healthcare facilities. We could say there is like in Khartoum, I think just 20% of health facilities still functioning, which is reflecting also the situation of the whole health system in the country. It is affected a lot. There is like a shortage of medication, surgical supplies. Even with the staff, there is a shortage in the staff.
The ICRC did mention the statement you guys put out that access to people affected by the conflict has been difficult in Sudan because of the fighting. And my question is, given the difficult access and decreased humanitarian funding, how is the ICRC planning to increase its assistance to the affected populations in Sudan?
Despite of challenges such as limited access to these in need, the ICRC remains committed by itself to support this, the Sudanese people through their operation in the country. The ICRC, along with Sudanese Red Crescent Society, we are working together in the ground, tireless, to assess the humanitarian situation and provide assistance to respond to the emergencies. Now we're trying through our dialogue with the parties involved in the conflict to have access to these people who need. Okay, it might be take long, but at the end we managed to have some operation in the ground, evacuating these orphans.
Are the warring parties like, cooperating with you, the army and the RSF?
Look, as ICRC, we have this bilateral dialogue with this party to the conflict to, first of all, to have acceptance for the ICRC and also to have access for us and our team and give a security guarantee for our team to be in the ground. I could say there is like a cooperation, but we ask for more, especially now we're talking about there is like more than 20 million Sudanese. They are need assistance in different way, water, food, shelter. So with this mechanism of a dialogue, we try to have access to these people affected by this conflict and provide what we can provide.
And there are vulnerable communities in border areas of neighboring countries, not just in Sudan, people who are sharing their limited resources with the refugees. I'm thinking, for example, in Rank in South Sudan, the border point, but also places like Adre in eastern Chad. Could you elaborate on the support and assistance the ICRC is providing to these communities and how their situation is being addressed?
For example, in Chad, we deployed a surgical team at the beginning of the conflict to provide their healthcare services and surgical services to the refugees in Adri. Plus, we have our family reunion renew to we did like what you call it RFL reunion family link, which we do our team be in the spot with the Chad Red Cross and also Sudanese Red Cross and inside the country to receive requests of missing relatives. So we try to make a link between people who displaced or refugees, between their family who missed or they want to reunion their contact. So this is two interventions from our side.
Do you do that both in Chad and in South Sudan, or only?
Yeah, we do. Because it's for this project of RFL. So it's also to cooperate with the national society, like Chad Red Cross and also Sudan Red Crescent. They receive a request from family who missed the relative, and they want to looking for it, for him or her. So we help in that. Also, we established like a call center to receive a call from, but this is inside Sudan. So we received the call of people who are looking for their missing relative.